All right, it's 8:40 on this Monday morning, the day before Michigan's primary election. And, you know, we really have stopped thinking about Election Day as just being a one-day event, because chances are you've probably already filled out your ballot and returned it to your local clerk's office. Joining us right now is Fort Gratiot Township's Clerk Bob Buechler. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. You've been busy these last several days, haven't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been getting ready to get this election going. Today is going to be the setup day. We're doing in-person voting at the normal polling places tomorrow, excuse me, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. We're also dealing with the increase in absentee ballots, but we are excited to let everybody vote tomorrow in the primary.
In terms of absentee ballots, I mean, obviously there's been a sharp increase this year over previous years, hasn't there?
Yeah, excuse me. So in 2018, Proposal 3 passed, which allowed for no reason absentee voting. The previous clerk, Rob Crawford, was very good at making sure as many people were on the permanent absentee voter list. And we've been growing that ever since. And with the pandemic and May's election being conducted mostly by mail, the amount of people voting by mail has drastically increased.
If somebody requested a ballot, but A, they never got it, or B, they got it and misplaced it, can they still get a ballot? Can they still come in and vote?
Yeah, so if they want to get it taken care of today, they should stop by their local clerk's office, and they can spoil their absentee ballot and be issued a new one. Their second option would be to go to their polling place tomorrow, or honestly, their clerk's office tomorrow. And if they go to their regular precinct, they'll be asked to sign an affidavit, you know, saying that they didn't receive or that their absentee ballot was destroyed, and then they'll be issued another ballot. We just want to make sure that everyone is voting one time. So,
and I can already hear people out there saying, aha, this is how it happens. You know, somebody says they lost something or they misplaced it and they end up voting twice. Hey, help us understand why this works, why this is not going to be susceptible to fraud, as so many have said that it will be.
Sure. So we're required to log in basically everything we do with regard to absentee ballots with the state database, and it's updated in real time. So by tomorrow, we will have lists of every, you know, absentee ballot we have received. And that will be in the software that every precinct has on the election laptops. So if someone had turned in an absentee ballot and then showed up to the polls to try and vote in person, it will flag their record showing that we've already received and are processing their absentee ballot.
What are some things that you want to make sure that people are aware of heading into tomorrow? What are some reminders for folks?
Sure. So this is a primary election, which means that voters can't split the ticket. They need to either vote for candidates in the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. If they cross over, the tabulator will spit out an error message, and they'll either have to redo it or, you know, if they decide to cast it that way, actually none of the partisan section votes will be counted. We'll just count the local proposal votes. There's no campaigning within 100 feet of the polling places. That includes, you know, wearing hats, T-shirts, buttons into the polling location. So if people can take off their candidate shirt or cover it up with a hoodie while they're voting, that would be greatly appreciated. The third thing would be the write-in candidates. Only votes for valid write-in candidates count. So even if, you know, you wanted your buddy to be a trustee, unless your buddy has filed the necessary paperwork, the votes for that person will not count. If you want to get a list of valid write-ins, call your local clerk or send them an email, and they'll be able to give you that list.
All right. And all the usual precincts will be open tomorrow, right?
That's correct. They will be open starting at 7 a.m. To issue ballots for in-person voting. We will have masks available if people don't have a face covering. It is strongly recommended that people wear a face covering while they're voting, but it is not mandated by any of the executive orders that are in place right now.
Okay. So tomorrow's the big day. May was a good dress rehearsal, I guess. Tomorrow's going to be even bigger. And obviously, the big election comes up in November. So slowly, steadily ramping up for the big showdown in November.
Absolutely.
When can people start asking for ballots for November, by the way?
So we the applications that were made available for August were dual applications. So you had the option of requesting a ballot for August or November or both August and November. We usually get ballots and start sending them out about 40 days before the election. So you can go online to michigan.gov/vote or go to your local clerk's page and download an application and send it in for November right now if you want to. We're definitely keeping track of all that stuff. So approximately 40 days before the election is when everyone shoots for getting their first batch of ballots out to everybody.
All right. Gets here quickly, doesn't it?
It does.
All right. Bob, appreciate the information. Thanks so much. Best of luck tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.